T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Talk a little Cavs and NBA playoffs as a whole. I know Chris was in yesterday.
Yeah.
And had the conversation about Andrew Wiggins as a potential fit for the Cavs. Is that right?
He brought it up, yeah.
What did he say?
He thinks that the Warriors are probably going to have to move on from Wiggins just because they're strapped financially, unless they want to go over the luxury tax, which maybe they will. And he thought that Cleveland would be a good fit.
In terms of sign and trade? Or he's got one year left. He's got one year left on his deal, right?
Yeah,
I mean, listen, they need an athletic wing. And he certainly fits that bill. But I would just caution that I would use Matthew Dellavedova as an example. Like, the deli that the Bucks got was not the deli that the Cavs had during the championship run. Like, Wiggins is a perfect fit for what the Warriors are doing. And you just go in with eyes wide open that you're probably getting the Minnesota version of Andrew and not necessarily the Golden State version of Wiggins. But that's the biggest hole on this team is a athletic playmaking wing. That's what they need. So he fits that very well.
They can score.
That can score, can guard a little. He hasn't been as good defensively in his career as he was billed to be, but certainly there's worse out there. I mean, we were talking before the show, and you know, Keith said, "What do you think they should do with the pick?" You got to trade it. If it's me, I'm trading the pick, and I would bundle it. I'd bundle the pick with see what you can get for Colin, and see what that brings back. And I don't know that it's going to be a substantial amount. And we'll have Avery Johnson on the show a little bit later. We can ask him. I think there's a role for Colin Sexton on this Cavs team. If he's willing to accept it, and he's willing to take the contract that comes with it. And it's not $25 million a year, and it's not a starting job. So I don't have the answer to that. I don't know what the answer is if he's willing to. He wants to be here from all accounts, from all indications. He wants to stay in Cleveland. And that's pretty rare. There's not many guys that want to be here, like legitimately want to be here. So that's important. That's an important factor in this. And if they can come to terms on role and salary, I think there's a place for him. But I also think it's worth, you know, they can't trade the pick until after the draft because of the Stepien rule and trading first rounders and all that. But I do think if you can have a deal in place going into the draft of with whoever and say, okay, when you're on the clock, okay, who do you want here? And you have something done ahead of time where you bundle the pick with the player, and maybe it's Caris LeVert, and see what you can get in return for that. I don't know that adding another young player to this group is exactly what you need right now at this moment.
That's interesting you say that, because I said yesterday with Chris that I kind of feel like with the young core that they have, I would rather not bring in a veteran. I wouldn't trade the pick. Chris brought up Malachi Branham, the kid from Ohio State.
Ohio State,
who
yeah.
The Cavs apparently like a lot and could be there at 14 when they select. I don't know how good this player is going to be. He's a freshman this year. And that's probably who you're going to end up getting a one and done or somebody who's relatively young.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like the idea of having another shot at trying to hit it big in the lottery. And with this pick, which is a lottery pick, and see what this player can become.
You never know. I mean, you know, Bucks got Giannis at what, 13, I think it was?
Yeah, Bam Adebayo was the 14th pick.
So it can be done. The odds are low. And to the Cavs' credit, they've hit on all their picks. Like, I've never, for as hard as I've been on them at times, never took that away. Like, they've hit on all their picks. Colin, for where, what they had to pick from, was a good pick. I didn't like the way that they used him early in his career. I don't like the way that they were. It felt like they were setting him up for failure. But he can play in the NBA, which is ultimately what you're trying to find. Trying to find guys who can fit your team and play in the league, and he can do that. They hit on Darius. They obviously hit on Evan Mobley. Isaac Okoro, we'll see. But they've done a nice job of drafting and developing, so you do have, you know, hope that they would hit on that pick, or they could find someone that could help them. And a lot of teams in that 13-14 range are like on the cusp of the playoffs, right? They just barely missed the playoffs. Now, is that because they're a team descending or a team ascending? Obviously, the Cavs are a team that is ascending and feel like they're going to be around for quite a while. And the point I made, I think, last time I was in was the fact that their best piece or their most important piece is their youngest piece. And that's a really strong advantage to have. That a lot of times, you know, think of like the Pelicans with Zion, where they go and they draft Zion, and now he's already up against extension and they're not really in position to go. Like, I know they made the playoffs and they made a little bit of a splash, but is that really a team that you consider one of the top teams in the West? No, it's not. And they've already, and he's had a ton of health problems, and now you got to make a decision on extending him. The Cavs have a long runway in part because their best player is Evan Mobley, and he just got here. You know, Colin is the one that they have to have the conversation on now, whether or not to extend him. And frankly, of all of the young pieces that they have, he's probably the most expendable. So in terms of the timing of it, it worked out for them pretty well. And now Darius will come up, and Darius will get a monster deal.
Huge.
As he should. He'll get a max. And Mobley will probably end up getting a max a couple years down the line if he continues to trend the way that I see it going and a lot of people around the league see it going. But they've bought themselves a little bit extra time because their most important piece came last in the puzzle, not first.
Yeah.
So now it's a question of how do you supplement that? And I know that, you know, they feel like they've got a really good thing going, and they do. And they've got a long window here, and they don't have to rush into anything. They want to see how this organically plays out. And I get that. But, you know, I do think that there's a possibility that you have to look at a team like the Hawks that regressed. And is that the way to go? Or do you want to keep pushing forward and go find a piece to add to the group? I think Lauri Markkanen is expendable. You know, it worked for what they needed. They needed a wing last year, couldn't find one. So they built one.
What's his contract status?
They signed him to a massive deal as part of the sign and trade last year with Chicago.
So you would try to move him then?
I wouldn't be opposed to it because I don't think he's a natural wing. Like they like I said, they could not find a wing, so they built one. They turned him into one. But I don't know that that's sustainable long term. They had some success with the 3-7-foot lineup, but I just don't know that you can win consistently at a high level in the NBA playing that way. It worked for a short time. Lowry's a fine player. But if you had the opportunity to upgrade that spot,
you would.
You would. I think you certainly would.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.